Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off back in studio. Joining us after a week hiatus is Kip Branch here on the Jason Bishop Show with, of course, the star of the show, Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's good to be back. Had a nice week off. Management said, man, you've been working hard. Take you a week off. And I said, sure. I mean, management says take some time off. I took some time off. Now I'm back, refreshed, ready to go.
So just to make note of this, management says take some time off. We're in the year 2021, and we are, last week we were 4 weeks in, right?
Correct.
Kip was off last week. We were 4 weeks in to the 2021 year, and of those 4 weeks, Kip had already taken off two of them.
Two?
Yeah, that was your second week off in the week of...
No.
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
man.
It's the truth.
Nah.
Okay.
I got to look back.
We'll air it.
I got to look back on that.
You better, because that is the truth. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show, by the way, National Signing Day happened. We'll run down that as far as some top classes, area commits as well. And, of course, the big news of, I guess, really the week, Camden County is going to be looking for a new head coach. I've got my Camden County hat on in the studio. You can check us out on Facebook Live. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
You got through Christmas and New Year's good. Good job. And now here it comes. The one you can't mess up, Valentine's Day. The big one. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you. Find that perfect Valentine's gift no matter your budget. Tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and get an additional 14% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online at CunninghamJewelers.com.
All right, so let's go ahead and just run this down. Bob Spire, the former Camden County coach, has resigned. He has taken a job back in Kentucky, where I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's originally where he was from, and I think he's pretty much a coaching legend in that state. So that works out for him. He heads back to where he's from. I believe the school he got a job at is called the Highlands up there in Kentucky. Pretty traditional, high-powered program. And so Camden County now is looking for a new head coach. Run down Spire really quick, Kip, in Camden County. 23-20 overall in four seasons. Three playoff appearances, 0-3 in those playoff appearances. 3-9 in the region, 0-8 against Colquitt and Lowndes through his tenure.
He took over at a tough time in Camden County football, Jason. As you know, the program had kind of hit rock bottom. He came in, struggled the first year, and the last 3 years had playoff teams, but historically not up to Camden County standards that they had been accustomed to under one Jeff Heron. You know what I say, Jason? Give Coach Heron Cumberland Island and half of Camden County and bring him home. Give him everything he wants. Bring him back. If he wants Cumberland, give him Cumberland. If he wants Kingsland, give him half of Kingsland. If he wants Woodbine, give it to him. If you want to get back to being Camden County football, you got to bring the man back that got you there.
Man, there have been so many names rumored already to be interested in that job for Camden, and it's a good job. It's a prestigious job. It's a blue blood job. You can win in Camden County and you can contend for state championships here, but you've got to get the right guy in place.
You got to get somebody that pays attention to every little detail. Camden folks, you know who I'm talking about. He got you there before. I don't know if he's interested in coming back.
You know what? We'll just take the cat out of the bag. You know, we're not.
I mean,
in this show, we don't really do innuendos or hint at things. There's a rumor that Jeff Heron may be interested in coming back to Camden. Look, it's a rumor.
If it's a rumor.
Do I know? No, I don't know for sure.
If it's a rumor, then let's make it an act and just make it actuality and just give the man everything you can down here within reason to get Camden County football back to where it was under his watch.
There are other names other than his that are being thrown around, really good names. I mean, you're hearing guys from South Carolina that have Camden ties that are mentioned this job, guys that are currently in the program that are being mentioned for this job. You're hearing guys' names from Atlanta that are being mentioned for this job.
They went the Atlanta route. They went the Atlanta route these last 4 years. So, Camden folks, one thing I do on this show, I'm going to level with you. And if you want to get back to where you were.
We are in bad shape if Kip Branch is telling you that on this show he's the truth teller.
You know how to get there. The blueprint's there. Maybe it's not the guy who, you know, brought you state championships. Maybe it's somebody from that coaching tree. But you know the blueprint in Camden County on how to win championship football. The blueprint is already out there. I'm just saying.
Also want to send out a special thank you to Dana Pender and Becky Derrick for sitting in for Kip last week. It was probably the most interesting show in the history of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Well, you did dress up real nice. I mean, you come down here, you cleanly shaven last week. You had a brand new collared long sleeve shirt, vest, designer jeans. I said, dang, they bring out the best. And Jason Bishop, I come down here with him every Saturday. He's wearing jogging pants and gets out of bed. All he does is brush his teeth and get in the car, and we drive down here and do the show at K-Bay. And I watched on Facebook Live last week, and I said, what, we have a Belk's model on Facebook Live?
Belk's model.
I said, good Lord.
You're also hearing names from over in Douglas about this job. You're hearing names from over in Tarleton County for this job. You're hearing names from Glenn County for this job. And who knows if any of those names are actually interested, because this is what happens when a coach leaves a big program or in whatever capacity, then rumor mill starts swirling. I've heard names from Ware County.
Yeah.
Interested in this job. So it's nuts.
Who built this program down here?
The school system?
Who built the program that Camden County wants to be again? Who built that program?
Well, the answer to that is pretty easy. There are three state championships that this program has, all under one coach.
Who was that?
That man was Jeff Heron.
Okay. If he's open to coming back, open up the bank. Go get Fort Knox. Open up Fort Knox and go get him.
One thing that's not for sale, even for Jeff Heron to come coach the Wildcats, is Bishop Island.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, yeah. Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you. 2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
All right, you got through Christmas and New Year's, good job, and now here it comes. The one you can't mess up, Valentine's Day, the big one. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift, no matter your budget. Tell them Jason and Kip sent you and get an additional 14% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we get ready for Jason to do something that's never been done. Pick two winners in a Super Bowl. We can review.
And here we go. I guarantee Joel Embiid and the 76ers will not finish with the best record in the East. Central Florida, the best job in the country. Once again, for the third straight year, I picked the Super Bowl teams correctly. My Super Bowl prediction, Chiefs 38-31. I'm sorry, you'll give me what for Matthew Stafford? Braves, Dodgers, NLCS 2021. National Signing Day is no longer interesting. They are either going to Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, or UCF. Wait, Alabama might get a one seed? They do realize this is basketball season, right? Remember when Georgia led the SEC earlier this season? LeBron learned a serious life lesson this past week. Don't piss off a woman sitting in the front row at a Hawks game. She's there for a reason, brah. The best college basketball team in the country, Houston. We all know Tom Brady will hoist the Lombardi Trophy, Bucks 38-31. Braves got a steal on Marcell Ozuna. Coca-Cola has released a coffee-flavored Coke just in case you like your heart exploding. Be excited, a reboot of He-Man is coming to theaters, although Kip Branch is holding out for the She-Ra movie. And these are my thoughts.
It is a kind of a cloudy day outside. The day would be a good day to watch something like Safe Haven or The Notebook. Those would be good Saturday afternoon movies, man, to tune into on a kind of a cloudy day. Sit around with your spouse or girlfriend and just, you know, those kind of stuff. Well, you wouldn't know about that.
But. No, since I have no girlfriend or spouse. And on a day like this, if I'm going to stay in and watch TV, I'm watching that AMC marathon of The Matrix that they do every weekend.
You don't have to get flustered, man, when I bring up stuff like that. I just don't get it.
Well, The Notebook is the worst movie ever made, and you know how I feel about that movie.
Our female listeners.
And so that's why you wanted to bring it up.
Do not feel the same way.
It's a terrible piece of crap movie.
Our female listeners, they do not agree with that sentiment.
It makes no sense.
And we're trying to appeal to the masses here. So you got to get with the program.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Gold Dolls Pharmacy, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's Island is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon since 1930. So you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your yellow wood pressure-treated lumber needs. And, of course, go Dawgs.
So National Signing Day came and went this past week. And so what I want to do to start this segment, of course, is going to be a National Signing Day segment. But for the area that we kind of cover and that listen to this show, we're just going to run down some of the area commits, because it's a big deal. These young men have a chance to go on and play college football, and not all of us have an opportunity to do that. And so, you know, it is a pretty big deal, and there's only so many of these guys. So since Kip is our co-host, I guess we'll start with the Brunswick High Pirates. Marion Whitfield, heading to Georgia Military. Tyrese Jones, Savannah State. A.J. Wilson, Georgia Military College. K.J. Lee, Georgia Military College. Hosiah Bess, Greensboro College. David Neubauer, Greensboro. Keegan Carroll, also Greensboro. Kyle Reberg, Ross Holman Institute of Technology. And Caleb Hampton is going to Reinhardt University. That's the Brunswick High class.
And then, you know, Caleb Cook signed with Georgia Southern back in December. So 11 out of 16 seniors from Brunswick High are playing college football. That's a pretty good ratio.
Over at Glenn Academy, Jordan Swain, Georgia Military College. Chase Gabriel, Florida International University. Marvin Dallas is going to Louisville. Ryan Say, Savannah State. That's the Glenn Academy class.
And T.J. Lewis signed in December, so he's going to Louisville. So good class for Glenn Academy.
Over at MCA, Trenton Johnson, Savannah State. Ryan Burkhart, Savannah State. Miles Wood, Washington and Lee University. And Kay Lloyd is heading to Army.
Savannah State is getting one heck of a running back.
Trenton Johnson's a beast.
They are getting a running back in Mr. Johnson.
Down here in Camden, Darrell Williams, Georgia Military College, and Atarius Glover, Austin Peay University. And, of course, having called Camden County games, I can tell you right now, Austin Peay is getting a Division I defensive lineman. He is a game wrecker.
And then the Micah Morris signed in with Georgia back in December. So Cats are well represented. They had a couple of guys sign in December.
Yeah. Sean Hardy to Nebraska.
Yeah. So it's not like they don't have talent down here. Always have, and the right coach coming back, or the right coach that was here before, maybe could get things back to what people down here are accustomed to.
Well, I don't think that you should jump ahead of the gun like that.
Well, Camden County, like you said, is a plum of a job in the state of Georgia. Three state championships this century, and it's not like the talent pool just dried up down here. They can get back to winning probably pretty quickly with the right person.
Like that.
Yeah.
I agree with you. There's a lot of talent here. So as far as, you know, the signing classes, Alabama, you know, number one signing class yet again. I think they've been either one, two, or three.
This is the highest rated recruiting class in the history of recruiting rankings by Alabama.
Ohio State with the number two. Georgia got the number three. Four LSU, five Clemson, six Oregon, seven A&M, Texas A&M. Number eight USC, nine Notre Dame, and 10 Michigan round out your top 10 classes. Florida finished at 13. Somehow, Kip, some way, Tennessee ended up with a top 20 recruiting class with all of the mess that's happening in Knoxville. They finished at 16. Got no idea how that happened.
Tennessee's Tennessee.
Ole Miss came in at 18. Florida State, good recruiting class at 22 with everything they got going on. Here's a doozy for you. The Auburn Tigers finished outside of the top 25 in recruiting. They finished 27th.
Wow. That's not going to cut it on the plains, but we'll get to that a little more in the next segment.
Cincinnati at 42. Memphis, 46. Georgia Tech, 47. Central Florida at 55, which I thought they would be much higher. I thought they'd be in the top 20 somewhere.
Yeah, since you say it's the best job in the country, or one of the best jobs in the country, 55th in recruiting.
TCU got inside, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because we have a friend's daughter that goes to TCU. They finished at 61. Wake Forest at 65, and an ACC team. Boise at 70, and then, you know, then it just kind of starts. South Carolina at 78, I think that's worth mentioning because they're in trouble.
That's the worst signing class in the SEC. 78th in the country. You're just getting that much further behind Clemson and the rest of the conference. South Carolina should be a top 25 recruiting class every year. Every year.
A top 25?
Top 20. Should be.
Come on now.
Yes.
They should be a top 40 signing class every year.
You got decent high school talent in the state of South Carolina. You're 1 hour from Charlotte. You're 2.5 hours, 3 hours from Atlanta. There's no reason South Carolina shouldn't be top 20 every year.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats are officially looking for a new head football coach. Bob Spire resigned from the position earlier in the week. Spire was 23-20 overall in his four-year tenure at Camden with three playoff appearances. Spire was also 3-9 in the region, never beating Colquitt or Lowndes. The former Camden head coach was also 0-3 in the playoffs, not advancing past the first round. Spire took a head coaching job in Kentucky. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Oh,
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, talking in the break. We're somehow, Kip, of course, has got to come back with some disgruntled apples about the Cincinnati-Georgia bowl game, and where Georgia stole that game from Cincinnati, and then Kip, of course, does what he does best, is that's create excuses.
I mean, well, how do you create excuses when the team that you said was going to win won the football game? You're the one that was on here for weeks talking about Cincinnati should have been a playoff team. If you can't beat a Georgia team that couldn't settle on a quarterback, how do you deserve to be in the playoff? I mean, that's just logic. Sometimes you struggle dealing with logical thinking on this show. So,
you done making excuses?
No, it's not excuses. You're the one that said Cincinnati won the game. They technically lost the game.
Yeah, and we need to move on, because there are more recent things going on than Cincinnati beating a Georgia team that I guess you say wasn't ready to play. And so this is Kip's butthurt segment, where he goes off on a tangent and he gets to hijack the show.
Number 5 on the butthurt list this week, Jason. The Baseball Writers Association of America.
That's a good one.
Come on. Nobody out there deserved to be in the Hall of Fame this year?
Of course they did.
Not according to these experts.
Experts?
Well, that's what they peg themselves as. No, for the first time since 1960 or 61, nobody was chosen for the Hall of Fame.
They had a ballot of Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, just to name a couple.
Kurt Schilling. Good players.
Yeah.
Nobody selected to the Hall of Fame. Give me a break. Number 4 on the butthurt list this week, Jason. South Carolina Gamecock football. 78th in recruiting? Are you kidding me?
That's not getting the job done.
78? I mean, you got 78. You finished behind Vanderbilt.
Vandy, yeah.
In recruiting in the SEC. South Carolina's got decent high school football. You're within 3 hours of Charlotte and Atlanta. There's not like you. South Carolina could get players to come in there. I just don't get it. Number 3 on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the University of Central Florida. 55th in recruiting, and you're on here every week talking about how that's one of the best jobs in America? Really? I mean, you've been quoted on this show as saying that's one of the best jobs in America. You even put up a Twitter poll that you tried to manipulate last week to say that Central Florida was a better job than Tennessee, yet they finished 55th in recruiting in America.
We need to get to that Twitter poll, by the way.
They did not sign 1 4-star or 1 5-star player. They signed 3 stars.
And that tells you how good their coaches are. They keep winning with 3-star players.
Their coach left them and went to Tennessee.
Mistake.
AD left them and went to Tennessee as
Mistake.
Well.
Mistake.
But yet, you got all these sunshine pumpers down there in Central Florida.
What's a sunshine pumper?
Y'all pump that sunshine about Central Florida, and yet 55th in recruiting. Number 2 on the butthurt list, Auburn football. Come on, guys. Auburn should have top 5, top 10 recruiting classes every year, and every now and then creep into the top 5. 27th, you go out and you sign a big headline head coach from Boise State to come in there. You're paying Gus $21 million to sit at the Waffle House. and the best you can do in recruiting is 27th? God, man. Auburn's in for some hard times over the next couple of years.
It's coming. That's what happens when you choose Knicks over Gatewood.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point there. I mean, this is sipping coffee at Waffle House in Auburn, Alabama, with $21 million in his pocket.
Yep.
Wow. Number 1 on the butthurt list this week, Jason. Duke and Carolina play tonight in basketball, and neither one of them may not make the NCAA tournament.
Neither one are relevant, really.
7-6 Duke, 11-6 North Carolina. I remember where this was like, hey, Duke and Carolina used to be lead-ins on SportsCenter with Duke and Carolina playing basketball. Now they're middle-of-the-road teams in the ACC.
I think you're being kind.
My how the mighty have fallen. I know there are a lot of Carolina basketball fans out there, a lot of Duke basketball fans. Will anybody be watching tonight? I mean, we are. It's the day before the Super Bowl. We may watch some pre-Super Bowl festivities, but will anybody be watching two bottom feeders play tonight? 6 p.m.
That
Duke
might be
Carolina.
A stretch about the bottom feeders. They're not quite there
Duke
yet.
Duke 7-6. I mean, Georgia's got a better basketball record than Duke. Do they not?
Well, that's say that again out loud.
Georgia has a better basketball record than Duke. There you go.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors, Parker's, and Belinda Thomas Realty.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages and the beer. Somebody's got Bear Cave written here. Are you kidding me, management?
It's Beer Cave.
Beer Cave. Burr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
What was that noise that you made?
It's a management. You take a day off, you come back, and management tries to throw in a typo on you to see if you'll read it live on the air. Come on, management. Y'all got to do better than this.
Which you do a
bear
lot of.
Bear Cave. It says Bear Cave here.
It's Beer Cave.
Well, B-E-A-R spells bear.
Really quick, updating our Twitter poll question from last week before we head to break. Would you leave the Central Florida Knights job to take the Tennessee job? And 35% of our listening audience says there's no way they're leaving Central Florida to go to Tennessee.
65 said they would, though, right?
35.3% of our listening audience says they're not leaving Central Florida to go to Tennessee.
Obviously, there's 20 or 25 kids that signed on signing day that signed with number 16 ranked Tennessee, 55th ranked Central Florida. See? And, you know, I'm always going to pull for the little guy on this show.
Oh, no.
But
you got to stop
Central
saying
Florida,
that.
You are a little guy that tries to act
Jason
like you're a big
Bishop
guy.
Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dogs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600-TGIStrikeZone.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be talking a little bit of Super Bowl, but before we get into that, Kip and I had a conversation this past week, and I've got a Twitter question of the week already up. Go to Bishop_show to vote on who is the most overrated college football coach in the country. And I decided to go ahead and create my own list of who I thought it was that indeed was the most overrated college football coach in the country. You ready?
Let's go.
At number five, the fifth highest, most overrated coach in college football right now, Kirby Smart.
Why?
Great recruiting classes every single year. Top five, top three classes every single year. And what does he have to show for it? One SEC championship and one playoff appearance, and that's it.
One SEC.
And a loss to Vanderbilt and a loss to Tennessee.
80% of his games went one at Georgia. What did you say? One playoff appearance. No, they won a playoff game. They lost a national championship game to Alabama, and they won an SEC championship.
One SEC championship since he's been there and one playoff appearance, and that is it with those great recruiting classes.
So how many SEC championships should he have won already at Georgia?
How many? At least three. He's got
at
one.
At least three.
At least three.
Okay.
At number four, at the University of Florida, Dan Mullen.
How?
He hasn't done anything.
Florida was a dumpster fire when he took over.
Jim McElwain was a pretty good coach before he took over. He has done nothing. He's only beaten Georgia once. He's won the division one time since he's been there. That's it.
3 years. He's only been here 3 years.
At number three.
Oh, my gosh.
At number three at LSU, Ed Orgeron.
You're wasting our listeners' time.
I'm not.
Garbage.
No.
You're talking about a guy that's 1 year removed from a national championship.
He won a national championship with somebody else's players, and he then has done nothing since.
Oh, my. Oh, you're just trying to aggravate people. You're trying to aggravate the listeners here today. A 15-0 coach 2 years ago with a national championship that many say is the best team of all time.
That he didn't recruit, he didn't get there.
Of course, he recruited him.
Somebody else's players,
he did
nothing before he got to LSU as a head coach in his other stops. At number two, Jim Harbaugh.
How's he not number one?
He's number two.
How's he not number one?
He's number two on my list.
Here's a guy that's done absolutely nothing. I mean, if you're gonna come in and have highly ranked recruiting classes, at least finish in the top 10. Every year, but this guy, he doesn't. So, yeah, he's the first one that's legitimately supposed to be on this list.
And the most overrated college football coach in the country, Jimbo Fisher.
You got two coaches with national championships, one and two on this list. Do you realize how idiotic that sounds.
Jimbo Fisher left Florida State in a huge mess. By the way, he won a national championship at Florida State with somebody else's players.
No, same deal as Ogeron. He got to Texas A&M.
They paid him a ton of money, and he has delivered them nothing.
Well, he took over a program that was in the dumps, and he got them to, you know, number five ranked team in the country.
He's delivered them nothing. No SEC championship games, no SEC championships, no college football playoff. All they've done is write him checks.
I can't believe, boy, you did a lot of damage to your credibility on this show.
I upped it.
I know it was already lacking, but it's in the dumpster now.
So I'll recap. Top five most overrated coaches in the country in college football. Number five, Kirby Smart. Number four, Dan Mullen. Three, Ed Ogeron. Two, Jim Harbaugh. Number one, Jimbo Fisher.
I mean, you could have people on this list like Jim Harbaugh. You could have guys on this list like Kevin Sumlin, who just got fired. I mean, there's a lot of guys that could be on this list. But what you have done here is you've gone in and you've taken probably five of the top 10 coaches in the country and you put them on a overrated list just simply because they're not winning a national championship every year.
That's the expectation.
No, the expectation is to win. See, you know, you're part of the PlayStation generation. You think you can sit down with a game, you know, joystick, and you think you can just win.
You can vote on this, by the way, at Bishop_Show. Who is the most overrated college football coach in the country on Twitter? Bishop_Show. If you want to weigh in,
the five you just named, four shouldn't have been on there. The only one that should have been on there was Jim Harbaugh.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422, Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Of course, you guys know that we also do a Facebook live feed for this show, and one of our Facebook watchers just messaged me and said, so by your logic, Nick Saban is not overrated. No, Nick Saban is not overrated.
I mean, he doesn't win a national championship every year, so apparently, using your logic, he is overrated. So you try to take different things and apply them differently to people. So I know this.
We got like roughly 2 minutes. So Super Bowl, Bucks, Chiefs. We hadn't even touched on this in this entire show, and it's the biggest game of the year. Tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. Tom Brady and the Bucks, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I see a high scoring game here, and you know I think Mahomes is a very good quarterback. He's going to be tough to beat. I like the Chiefs in this football game, 38-31.
I like the Chiefs as well. I know they're dealing with some stuff on the offensive line, but Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback on the planet, and Tyreek Hill is the best athlete in the game tomorrow, so I think the Chiefs will win as well.
Tom Brady's going to be tough to beat. He's won so many Super Bowls, knows how to win big games. I just don't see him losing this game. I like the Bucks, 38-31.
So who do you like then?
I just told you.
No, you told us you picked both teams by the same score to win. So who you really think is going to win?
See, this is the problem with the show is that you don't pay attention to the details. You don't listen to the things that I say, and then you just want to interject here and there. I gave you my predictions. I gave you my predictions earlier in the show in the weekend review, and I just gave you my prediction again.
So there'll be two Super Bowl MVPs tomorrow. It'll be Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Because both teams are going to win 38-31 based on what our listeners just heard you say within the last 2 or 3 minutes, which is fine.
I don't really like to be pigeonholed by the things that you say. That's not at all what came out of my mouth.
And you picked two national championship winning coaches on an overrated list right before that. So we're trying to do a reputable sports show here, and you're losing
Bishop
credibility, man.
Branch. Actually, from down here.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats are officially looking for a new head football coach. Bob Spire resigned from the position earlier in the week. Spire was 23-20 overall in his four-year tenure at Camden with three playoff appearances. Spire was also 3-9 in the region, never beating Colquitt or Lowndes. The former Camden head coach was also 0-3 in the playoffs, not advancing past the first round. Spire took a head coaching job in Kentucky. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All right, you got through Christmas and New Year's. Good job. And now here it comes. The one you can't mess up, Valentine's Day, the big one. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift, no matter your budget. Tell them Jason and Kip sent you and get an additional 14% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Somehow, some way, on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, management thought that it'd be a great idea to hire Kip Ranch, who is the world's biggest whiner. He whines about every little thing. Going back 2 and 3 years, finding something to cry about.
No, I'm just dealing in facts. See, what you call crying is being called out on your own facts because you say and you produce a lot of stuff that's not factual. When you get taken to task on it, then you call it whining. But in reality, it's you whining about being called out on your stuff.
Kip, your life would be a lot more pleasurable if you just learned to let things go. You know?
What, are we watching Frozen now?
Just
let it go. Let it go. I mean, are we going to watch you're going to go home and watch the Disney Channel today, aren't you? You're already prepping our listeners. Jason's going to go home and watch Frozen today, which is a great movie, by the way. Cat got your tongue?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why it is I come to this show every Saturday. I'm just trying to figure it out because they don't pay me enough to deal with you.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Ops, Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then you need to check out Ops off Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizzas to burgers to wings, 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops Star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, you'll get one and only true sports bar stop. And I've heard great things about this place, Jason. A lot of people have told me that is the place to go to watch a big sporting event in Southeast Georgia. Even people in Glenn County say that.
I'm going to tell you the truth, because that's what I do on this show. I'm going to tell you the truth. Last night I had dinner at Ops, ordered a pizza.
Yep.
And it is one of the best pizzas that I have ever had.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it rivals my top couple of choices. Ops has worked their way into that now. It was good stuff. Dinner there last night.
Me and the bride may come down here soon and watch a big sporting event, like on a Sunday afternoon.
You should.
Yeah. Coming up, Final Four coming up, 300-inch projector. Man, that would be the place to watch the NCAA tournament.
So the Braves, speaking of settling you and your bride, the Braves and Marcell Ozuna was trying to get a $100 million contract. He ended up not getting that and having to settle for a four-year, $64 million contract from the Atlanta Braves with a fifth-year option for $20 million or a $1 million buyout. This is a steal for the Braves.
And that means Freddie Freeman is not going to get pitched around in 2021. With Ozuna in the lineup, Freddie's going to be free swinging, baby.
Those offensive numbers, if Austin Riley ends up being what they thought he was, that offense is going to be lethal. It was already really good in the shortened season last year. If you add Austin Riley consistently to that mix, great googly moogly.
That's going to be a good lineup. Dodgers did sign Bauer from the Reds yesterday.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that is that the Dodgers signed him for a three-year deal north of $100 million. The Mets actually were trying to sign him to a five-year deal for $85 million, about $190 is what they were trying to sign him, and he left $85 million on the table from the Mets to sign with the Dodgers and two less years.
Winning must mean more than money to some professional athletes.
Now, I would not have figured Trevor Bauer to be that kind of guy, but I think he showed it in this free agency process for him.
The Mets, who wants to play for the Mets? With the Mets?
The Mets are the Mets, and they're always going to be the Mets.
I mean, Dwight Gooden and all them guys aren't walking through the door anytime soon.
Do you remember how good Daryl Strawberry was?
Man, he was awesome. Lenny Dykstra. I mean, Keith Hernandez. Mets teams in the 80s were some good teams.
Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver's a Hall of Famer who just passed away recently. One of the best pitchers of all time.
So we mentioned it earlier in the show. Might as well circle back around to it. The Camden County Wildcats are looking for a new head coach. Coach Bob Speier has resigned and taken a job in Kentucky. And so the Wildcats are going to have a very high number of candidates to choose from. And then another thing I wonder that we didn't talk about in the first segment is, what's the time frame here? You know, is this something that they want to really take their time with, or are they trying to find the best candidate as quickly as they can to get him in place? I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a process, but Camden, they'll do the right thing. They know what they need to do. They know what they need to do to make it happen, and they'll get the They'll get the best coach available, and the Cats will be back. Interesting stat, Jason. You ready for this?
Tell me.
Tom Brady's been to more Super Bowls than 31 NFL teams.
You know, I heard that from some. I think Dana Pender threw that at me last
31
week.
31 NFL teams, Tom Brady's been to more Super Bowls.
I think Dana Pender threw that stat at me last week.
And then my Facebook Live statistician just tells me now that Tom Brady's taken over 200 players to the Super Bowl.
You have a Facebook statistician?
I come prepared to this show. I mean, I outsource people to work for us on this show so we can come up with amazing stats to throw out at people.
How do you pay them?
I just, you know, basically I give them mention, name, that's payment enough. You know, one time I went to a birthday party.
Did you?
In a high school, it's a, you know, the girl's house, and one of the girls that, you know, I wasn't going out with at the time said, "You didn't bring a present." And I said, "Well, sweetheart, my presence is enough."
Did you really just tell that story?
Did you really just tell that story?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm taking the Bucks in the Super Bowl, 38-31.
I'm taking the Chiefs, 41-24.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Chiefs are going to be tough to beat, 38-31. Check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!